The Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram. For the complete Trial Files news and trial reports, head to racing.com.
Hope the Eagle can find us some winners. I'm under a little bit of pressure from a certain texter who didn't enjoy the Jolly interview. You didn't ask David Jolly about one runner he has on Saturday. You were genuinely effing legless. Well, it's Thursday and I didn't really feel it was required, and maybe to this potty-mouthed texter, maybe you could do your own form and come up with your own ideas without relying on being led to the well by trainers 3 days out or whatever it is. So, but more pressure on you, Bald Eagle, because this guy needs his hand held to find a winner. So you're going to lead him to the path of victory.
Yeah, really good feedback there, Matty. terrific set of jump outs at Cranbourne this week. I particularly like Heat 3, Varanskova, I hope I've pronounced that correctly, from the Cindy Alderson stable. She resumed off bone chip surgery with an excellent return at Flemington. She was narrowly beaten there. She's come back to the jump out. She was fast out of the machine. She sat forward in midfield on the run. She let down with a powerful finish in the straight, and she did so under a cold ride. So she's clearly come back in great order and should be further improved at her next outing.
Big, bold, striding Varanskova. Yeah, she's a really good mare. Bella Nipotina and Swatsat, newcomer to the Mar Eustace stable, Swatsat.
Yeah, look, it was a really noteworthy heat as we head towards the spring, and the latter Swatsat, you know, now with the new stable in Mar Eustace, and while visually impressive, I'm not sure we learn anything new, as she is an impressive trialist by nature, and she finished this heat strongly coming from off the speed in second. It was a terrific trial. The third place, Bella Nipotina, is a Group 2 winner on similar heavy ground. She went forward in this heat. She held the rail under a quiet ride. I think it was Jamie Carr in the saddle, and it was a really good return from her in third place. So a couple of mares heading towards the spring.
One in heat 11 has got two apostrophes in its name.
Yeah, I'm loving you. Really smart two-year-old filly, a capitalist filly in the Price and Kent Junior stable. I loved her return to the jump outs. She was ridden cold early in this heat and in the straight. The ride had a nice hold on the filly. She made plenty of ground late to finish in sixth place, and she might look to do a little bit more next time out, but she appears to have returned in great style.
Pioneer Rivers seems like it's freshened up nicely.
Yeah, he certainly has. 4 weeks since his latest run at Caulfield. What I liked about his heat was all his notable form is on good rated tracks, and he looked to get through the very heavy ground in fine style. He was held together on the bridle to finish in fourth place, and I thought he was a standout from the heat. He probably could have won the heat. And I think on those efforts there, we can expect another strong performance when he returns to the track.
And heat 14 was won by a horse whose name I'm not sure I can pronounce.
Well, lucky for you, I went to Google and Googled the pronunciation of this. This is Ratihi. Very excited to see this Kiwi-bred two-year-old make his debut. He's been a standout in all of his jump-outs at Cranbourne for the David and Emily Brown stable. And after some good education in previous jump-outs, this is the first time he was really sent forward for a testing hit-out. And I thought he was outstanding going forward from the gates. And he held a really good rhythm to the line to win his heat. So I think he's an exciting horse for the future.
All right. Give us some tips. Our man, okay. Our texter, has got his pen poised.
All right, we're back here. Friday at Echuca, race 5, number 5, Mr. News from the Nick Ryan stable, trialled up to win. And on Saturday at Moonee Valley, race 2, number 7, Keysborough for Team Hawks. Really interesting horse, this guy. He could be a bit of a handful. He's got the earmuffs on for race day, but he looks pretty smart. And race 3, number 3, Var Via. Write this one down. This will be winning if she runs up to her Hawkesbury trial. Damien Oliver in the saddle for James Cummings. Looks a terrific bet there at around the $7.
Good work, Eagle.
Thanks, mate. Good
Thanks,
luck.
Mate. Bald Eagle Glenn Ingram there, helping our texter to the path to salvation.